USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Stocks sold off sharply on Friday after Fed Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell said in his Jackson Hole economic speech the central bank won't back off in its fight against rapid inflation. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 1,008 points to close the week at 32,283. The S&P fell 141 points, and the NASDAQ dropped 497. The suspect in the Wisconsin Christmas parade attack won't have his case dismissed. Public defenders for Daryl Brooks Jr. motioned to have his case tossed on the grounds of insanity, but the judge in the case denied the motion. The judge also ruled prosecutors can use statements made by Brooks in two separate interrogations from after he was arrested. A judge dismissing some charges against Brooks on Thursday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming and then ouchie, wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Before leaving the White House aboard Marine One on Friday, President Biden was asked by reporters if he thinks it's appropriate to take classified materials from the White House.
Depending on the circumstance. For example, I have in my home a cabined off space that is completely secure.
Biden refusing to answer any questions about the FBI raid on former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort or the redacted affidavit that was released on Friday. The president spending this weekend in Newcastle, Delaware. NBC is reportedly looking at chopping its primetime TV hours as a cost-cutting strategy. According to the Wall Street Journal, which cited people familiar with the plan, the network would eliminate the 10 p.m. hour each night, giving those 7 hours per week to local TV stations. The paper saying the change could happen in fall 2023 at the earliest. This is USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection reports their agent seized over 10,000 pounds of fentanyl at the U.S. southern border in the fiscal year 2022 through July. Director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy, Dr. Rahul Gupta, assures Fox News that fentanyl trafficking is on President Joe Biden's mind.
The president believes this is a top urgent priority, and that is exactly why he's proposing a budget that's historic increases in funding for Customs and Border Protection, DEA, in order to get them the resources, the technology, and the infrastructure to do their job even better.
Ford is raising the price of the Mustang Mach-E electric vehicle for the 2023 model year. The automaker announcing the sticker price will be around $8,000 more for a fully optioned vehicle. Ford says the cost of materials, supply chain issues, and market conditions all factored in the price hike. A popular event that happened in the Nevada desert is back after a two-year hiatus due to COVID-19.
The annual Burning Man festivities in the northern Nevada desert return Sunday after a two-year COVID-19 hiatus, this time with a team of MIT researchers conducting a science experiment with the 80,000 revelers, studying their implications for social networks. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.